I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters. This week, we have a special report from the Greater Farallones and Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuaries, where a group of researchers with Point Blue Conservation Science have worked together for more than 20 years to monitor the health of these federally protected waters. The ocean floor slowly slopes for almost 50 miles away from the California coast before reaching the edge of the continental shelf. At that point on the precipice west of Point Reyes, there's a rocky peak that reaches near the water's surface. And beyond that peak, the land drops down quickly 2,000 meters into the deep sea. 20,000 years ago, this place, now called the Cordell Bank, was an island. Today, it's a sunlit coral garden with abundant sea life. These are federal waters, protected by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I was recently invited to ride along in one of the agency's research vessels, the RV Fulmer.
All the way.
What's the speed?
1.3. I was in the restroom.
Well, that's what I figured. I figured something like that. Okay, 1.3. We'll be coming up.
It was a government boat, but the research was funded mostly by Point Blue Conservation Science, a nonprofit in Marin County. The scientists were part of a program called ACCESS, which stands for Applied California Current Ecosystem Studies.
Yeah, so the CTD, that's the check salinity and depth and temperature. The Niskin bottle collects the water, and then they'll take that water and run their own analysis in the labs to check on, you know, ocean acidification over time.
The upper layers of the water are filled with phytoplankton, a plant-like organism the size of dust that traps carbon and carries it to the seafloor when it dies. From the deep sea side of the bank, clouds of tiny shrimp called krill swell up in the current. The krill feast on the plankton. Blue whales feast on the krill. The ACCESS mission involves gathering a consistent array of aquatic core samples from points along a grid drawn across the sanctuaries.
296117.
Dressed in safety gear and hard hats, the scientists spend all day dropping devices and nets and buckets into the water and dropping to their knees to examine samples. It's rough work. The lead scientist is Jaime Yanko.
We do the oceanography from the Niskin bottle and the bucket, and then we look at the biological oceanography using nets. This is the phytoplankton net. We sample krill, and then we look at the higher trophic levels, birds, mammals, and we're lucky, turtle. But those are hard to find and hard to see.
Jaime is part of the small crew that has repeated the process three times a year for the last 20 years. They even collect and analyze the DNA floating around.
So the DNA is shed through feces or mucus or other bodily fluids, and it can be collected and sequenced, and then you can figure out which species of invertebrates and vertebrates exist in that environment at that depth.
The scientists go up to the top deck and they scan the horizon to count and record visible marine life, whales, turtles, birds. Each person is responsible for one section of the horizon.
Chocolate one, zone one, water.
It takes a concentrated group focus. The scientists fall into sort of a meditation, calling out code for recording every animal that they spot while Jaime enters the data in a computer.
An unknown auklet, zone two, flying 040.
The data collected by ACCESS is not only available to other scientists, it's used to help the state and federal agencies make decisions on how to manage the sanctuaries.
We cannot cool down the ocean, we cannot change the chemistry of the ocean, but we can manage all the things that we do. You know, we can change the ways we use the ocean to give species time to adapt to climate change. We can change vessel traffic to decrease the risk of strikes to whales. We provide data to fishers about trends so they can manage them better.
Right there. It's gonna come up. You can see it swimming,
Every year, the ACCESS scientists stay landside during the rough winter weather.
It's gonna come up.
But they'll be back on the RV Fulmer when the plankton blooms in spring.
I thought for certain it was right there.
I thought it was going that way.
I thought it was going that way.
This is Ruth Dussault.
Is that a second one?
You've been listening to a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.
Rhinoceros Auklet 1, Zone 2, flying 040.